brothers.
All right, now I know everybody's working. I can see it here. I can't believe I didn't catch it the last time. Fuck me.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. But technical. Hey. No.
So this is a redo of the previous episode.
Well, we're not going to say well, that, though.
Yeah.
Here's what we're
edit that
say
out.
Is...
Make that. Cut that out. Cut that out. Go ahead.
Hey, do you remember time? That one time that...
Bandcamp. I do.
He remembers.
I don't...
Well, listen, I've been watching this guy on the YouTube. And I know we all watch the guy on the YouTube, and right? We watch the YouTube. But his name is Jesse Lee Peterson, JLP on the YouTube, and he's basically this black
older black guy.
Why you gotta differentiate age? Why you gotta bring age
important.
Into the equation?
That's relevant because young kids are weak dumb-dumbs.
You're an ageist.
I am an ageist. Absolutely.
But anyway, he is an older, established black gentleman,
well seasoned,
and basically he takes the stance against most black narrative topics of today.
Mainstream black division,
basically, right? So BLM, reparations, white privilege. Systemic racism, CRT, all of these things. You know, he gets up there and he's like, I don't see it. You want reparations? Were you a slave?
And
white privilege?
And he basically
I've
starts,
never seen it.
He starts whittling down on questions with his counterpart and trying to get them to nail it down and really show him, but they fail.
Yeah.
Every
because
time.
It's, no, every time they don't understand why you don't understand. Why don't you understand, JLP? You're a black man. No, you're black on the outside, but you're an old white man on the inside.
Like, he's an old American is what he is.
He's just an American.
Yeah.
Living in America.
Hyphenated American should be, it's either you're American or you're not.
That's it.
This thing.
I got to say, though, I identify as a Texan.
Well, that's
you know,
if you want to be
you go overseas,
specific about it.
If you go overseas, it's like if anybody ever asked me, hey, where are you from? I never say America. I'm saying I'm from Texas.
From Texas.
You know, if you're outside, if you're not a Texan, then you're from the America.
Then you're everybody else.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which that. I'm going to give a plug because I think Texas should be an independent country back to republic the way it was.
Texit.
Oh, another cop topic there. Whole nother topic.
I'm all about the Texas National Movement. But anyways, we'll leave it there.
Texas National Bowel Movement.
No.
Yeah,
it's not
we're
going to
move
movement.
Our bowels onto the rest of the.
That's now you're being
my right to poop
you
humor.
Are being confrontational. Let's get back to Jesse Peters.
So, you know, he's got a lot of interesting
poof humor.
He's got a lot of interesting videos out there on the YouTube where, you know, for instance, he will talk a black about he will talk about, you know, he will ask another black activist individual something to the effect of you know,
their
what
thesis
about these
and premise.
Why you got to whine and complain all the time? Why do you got to whine and complain about the white man all the time? Why do you got to whine and complain?
What is it you
that
want?
The white man is keeping you? Why do you got to whine and complain because the white man is smarter than you?
It's like
you're
you,
the one saying all. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like why are you whining and complaining? What do you want? Why? What do they owe you? Yeah. All of these. It's
why
kind of all
you,
those.
Why
things.
Don't you just do something about it? Why don't you just get out there and take care of business on your own without needing somebody else to help you achieve the things that you need to achieve?
This hoaxy boogeyman that keeps popping up out of the woodpile.
Hoaxy boogeyman that keeps popping up out of the woodpile.
The dreaded white dude.
Yeah.
The North American hairless white dude.
And he'll ask the questions like, you know, There was a pastor that he was interviewing, and there was a comment that was made about having the origins of having been slaves. And, you know, Jesse, JLP is like, well, were you a slave? No, but I still experience all of the stuff.
Yeah, but slave my race. You still experience it. How do you know you experience it? You know,
because I read it in a book and I was told over and over and over again.
But how do you know that? How do you know that's the actual experience?
Because I was told. That's what I'm telling you.
That's, but they weren't told. They made it up. It's an indoctrination.
They did not make it up. They were slaves.
Well, and here the point
is, they're slaves to the nonsense.
The point being,
now
the point being,
back in the day, they're owning something that they never experienced,
and they don't. They're only taking that information and spinning it for their advantage.
It's a narrative.
It's for their advantage. That's all it is.
Right.
You know?
So if I think back on my experience or my heritage, not my experience, but my heritage, if I go back, I have records of people back in my day, you know, being busted for petty theft, petty drugs, petty this, petty that. I mean, all the way back to the Alamo days in Texas. Somebody stole a pig, you know. Somebody stole a horse with the same last name that I had growing up.
So does larceny that mean, is big in your family?
But does that mean I have the nature of you know?
No, it doesn't.
Being a bad guy, being a criminal.
No,
but I experienced being a criminal, so I know what it means to be in jail. I know what it means to be incarcerated because I have it in my history.
But that, yeah.
But I got it in my history, so I must know it.
No, you don't.
And let me tell you, my father was a brain surgeon, and because my father was a brain surgeon and talked about brain surgery every day, I, too, am a brain surgeon just because of lineage.
And that's the way it works.
Bend over. Let me work on your brain.
I don't think it's back there.
I beg to differ.
Hey, anyway, he works on your BMW through the tailpipe.
Yeah, he does.
My granddad was a mechanic. Therefore, I can fix your car.
So, yeah, it's to me, it's just a bunch of... I like what JLP does. He basically is bringing people down to, okay, let's get down to reality, because what you're thinking and what people are telling you and how they're trying to blow this feather up in the air, ooh, being you, is not true.
Feathers.
Okay?
What?
I love the feathers being blown up.
I like being tickled with feathers, too.
So anyways, get down to earth. Realize that you are no different. These people, and when I say these people, I mean anybody.
Well, he's dismissing their grievances because their grievances are not based on reality.
Correct.
And
that's exactly it.
He throws a series of questions at them that, if they answer it accurately, will dispel this myth that they're trying to propagate.
Right.
What he said.
But they keep going with it because why? Because they've been,
it plays well on MSNBC.
Because you have these this hierarchy.
Allegedly.
Of elites, and oh, you are entitled. You are this. You are that.
Well,
and they are this. They are
you're
that.
You're bumping
no.
up against a deep state narrative that
and
destroys
and I am,
the
and
middle
that's what,
class.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it all boils down to one thing. To me, it's like, you're male, you're female, you're all Americans. If you're anything other than American, then you need to go back to wherever it is. Whatever you put in front of American, you need to go back to whatever that is.
Okay. Texas. Going back to Texas.
I'm a Texan. I'm a Texan American.
I'm
I'm just a Texan.
No, I'm a Texan. But y'all can be American.
If you want to say
I'm a Texan,
I'm an African American, then maybe, and I'm probably going to catch heat on it, but
have
I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever been to Africa?
Iranian American. You need to go back. You know, yes. Afghanistan American.
There.
You're not American,
Or you're not.
Exactly. Because when you come here, you have to assimilate to our culture and our way of life.
Not to our culture, to American culture.
American culture, which is our culture.
An American culture is a mixing pot.
Melting pot.
But the thing is, it's an amalgamation. But as soon as you amalgamation,
here's the thing.
Am I making up words? Amalgamagas.
You got a MAGA.
A MAGA of.
Here's the thing. You have to assimilate.
If you have the heat too high, it burns
the room. Don't come to Texas or America and say, hey, I'm going to make this.
Leave your California at home.
Exactly. Leave your. You know, whatever it is.
But.
No, there's no buts about it. No, leave it at home because that's part of it.
Here's the joy, in my opinion, of this country that we live in.
Here it comes.
Bend over. We have we are the great melting pot, right? Of the whole wide world. And there is nothing wrong, in my opinion, of somebody coming from their culture and bringing their culture.
But tell me I'm bad for having that.
I'm telling you what's great about it is the fact that you can go to, you know, like a major city and there's Little Havana over here and there's Chinatown over here and then you got Tinseltown over here and you got all of these experiences and the problem comes when these other little divisions start telling you this is how it has to be and you got to be this way, or when they look at the motherland and start getting their rocks off, bitching and whining and moaning and complaining and lamenting about what's going on over there and insisting that we have a heartfelt compassion for what's going on over there, when their heartfelt compassion is so heartfelt and compassionate that they left it.
Exactly.
Shut the hell up.
And see, here's
pick
the thing.
Up your cross and go home if you got a problem with what's going on back there. Otherwise, hey, make me a nacho. All right? Make me some pho.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar, shut your pothole and make me a sandwich.
I was watching it was a YouTube video. It was a news program. And it was over in Europe. And they were talking to this lady. She was Muslim. She had the fucking burqa and all that shit on. And they was like, what? I think it was in Finland. It's in Finland. And she was like, they asked her, you know, what do you think? And it's like, she, you know, they had to have a translator. But anyway, she's like, it's all you see is fins. She was bitching about the fact that in Finland, there's a bunch of fucking Finlands. Finlanders. But you're Muslim. You don't like it. Then why did you even fucking come
back
there?
Back to where you came from.
Right. That's the thing that I don't like what's happening is people come in here and it's like automatically.
How about one of our representatives?
You left your country. Why? Because you didn't like it. Because
it sucked.
You were pushed down or whatever you know, whatever your fucking reason was. You came over here. And now all of a sudden you want to make my country like your country? Get the fuck out.
How about one of your elected officials got up in front of a microphone and said, Somali first, America second. Yet that person is in and has to deal with American laws and ramifications of setting these laws in place against the rest of American society when that person is automatically claiming Somalia first. And yet there's a bunch of other Somalis that don't want to be there. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this is talking about the melting pot. If we could just get it all melted down.
Well, there was a certain amount of assimilation that took place in New York back in the day when they came in. They assimilated to us. They assimilated to, and well, by us, I mean the U.S.
And it was a different, it was a different, it was a different.
They wanted to be American. They didn't.
Yeah, back then it was expected.
Right. But now it's not. It's, I mean, we don't have that now. And it's all about our leadership. You know, these are, these
are.
We have
no leadership.
Correct. We have no leadership. And it's about living in it. It all goes back to the Constitution.
I have a good constitution myself.
I have a daily constitution.
If you go, if you, if it all comes back to that, you follow that. That's really.
Well, how many enemies does that have? Because I can think of two big ones right off the bat. Deep state, which is the enemy from within. And
well, yeah,
the lust for establishing Dar al-Salam or Dar al-Islam, the Islamic State. So, and that's a religious from the outside.
See, that
I just know the BM matters.
BM, bowel movements?
Yes, they do. If you don't have that,
just saying.
I prefer regular.
I'm telling you, if you don't have a good BM, you don't have shit.
But
well, you've got all the shit you can handle.
But people like the squad, no, in my opinion, are being seditious against the country because they're placing external preferences over the top of internal fixes, and that shouldn't be the case, especially the one that's married her brother, which is illegal even in the South.
Well, it was only for immigration reasons.
Only if you get caught.
It doesn't matter. Only if you get caught.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is, Omar needs to go away. I love the fact that we have all of these different ethnicities that come into the United States of America, and I love it when they come in legally and appropriately, and we bring them in and we welcome them, and they bring their culture and share their culture with
us. If they're not
so that we don't got to get on a plane, train, or automobile and drive over there and experience their culture. Bring your culture here so that we can experience
it. I like that.
I do. Yeah, I think we all do.
I do. And I think that is, that's the best thing about America, in a sense, is when you have people that really, truly want to be here. They respect, you know, our constitution, our way of life, and they just want to be part of it, and they bring their influence, their food, their stuff to it. All it does is just reinforce the whole American way of doing things.
Right. Yeah, come share your culture.
It's very, very well embraced
within our confined political agenda.
Well, bring McCarthy back, even though he died unpopularly in his 40s, drank himself to death. He had a point. There was a communist under every leaf. But the fact that they're pushing for socialism, they're pushing for communism, they're pushing for Islam, they're pushing for all of these other things. If you liked those so much, stay where you're at.
Yeah, they're shutting the country down.
They're breaking the middle class financially.
Palestine
over a bunch of rapists,
and now you got the Palestinian leader saying, "Hamas, you suck. You must stop."
Either it's a big giant deep state play, which he took a scripture and verse from P.T. Barnum, charged him 25 cents to the
P.T. Barnum. Is that that's a circus, right?
Circus dude.
P.T. Barnum, the circus guy.
Oh, really?
He's the world's strongest social engineer. He was the social engineer before they even knew what the term meant.
Wow.
He's the guy that had signs in his shows that said 25 cents to the egress. Nobody knew what the fuck egress was. Egress is out.
Right.
Leaving. So he would charge you 25 cents to go to the exit. This guy was a genius, even though, albeit.
Wow, that's a whole nother thing here.
Well, it's the same thing as what the deep state's doing. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what I'm telling you. It's the Joy Reads and the, who's the other idiot from CNN?
Fucking Maddow.
No, that's another. That's another SM.
You make the assumption we watch CNN.
I don't know.
Well, I see them in the highlight reels because I need something to throw rocks at. So
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon is, yeah, he got fired from his new job.
So the gray-headed dude.
The gray-headed.
Where's the fucking, what is his?
Where's the dorky-ass glasses?
Gray-headed dude wears the dorky-ass glasses.
No, not you're not fool. You're not on the
Okay.
So yeah, it's
okay. Edit that out.
Digress for sure on that one.
Edit that out.
Let the digress begin.
Reed Brothers.